far this week, cash fit cattle prices are no better than steady. Stephen Kuntz says there's the potential for an interesting dynamic between regional calf marketings and weights as drought and weather play a role in the timing and availability of calf numbers. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 9th of September. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was slow on light demand in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although there were too few transactions to trend, there were a few live sales in Nebraska at $126 a hundredweight. There were also some early dress sales in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt at $203. Last week, live prices were at $125 to $126 in Nebraska and at $125 to $128 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade in those regions last week was at $200 to $203. Trade in the Southern Plains was limited on light demand. There were a few live sales at $124, which was steady with the previous day. Last week, live sales in Kansas were at $125 to $126 and at $123 to $124 in the Texas Panhandle. Cattle futures tried to gain traction early in Wednesday's session but ran out of steam amid continued concerns about declining beef values and demand uncertainty. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.18 lower, from 22 cents lower at the front to $1.77 lower toward the back. Live cattle futures closed an average of 76 cents lower amid heavy trade. Choice box beef cutout value was 33 cents lower Wednesday afternoon at $334.86 a hundredweight. Select was $3.73 lower at $298.17. As for grain futures, corn futures closed mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower, except for 2 cents higher in spot set. Soybean futures closed fractionally higher to 2 cents higher through SEP of 22 and then fractionally lower. For the record, 59% of the nation's corn crop was in good or excellent condition the week ending September 5th, according to the latest USDA crop progress report. That was 1% less than the previous week and 2% less than the 5-year average. 57% of the soybean crop was in good or excellent condition versus 56% the previous year and 65% for average. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers sold steady to $3 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Heifers sold steady to a dollar higher. There are 4,429 head on offer. Compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing more than 800 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower at Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where there are 3,326 head. Heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $2 higher. Also, compared with 2 weeks earlier, steers weighing 800 to 950 pounds traded $2 to $4 lower at Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Heifers weighing 850 pounds traded steady. There were 1,860 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 600 to 1,000 pounds sold $4 to $9 lower at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Heifers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $6 higher. There are 1,815 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices softened Wednesday amid investor nervousness about inflation and economic growth. According to the Federal Reserve's Beige Book, economic growth downshifted slightly to a moderate pace in early July through August. The deceleration in economic activity was largely attributable to a pullback in dining out, travel, and tourism in most districts, reflecting safety concerns due to the rise of the Delta variant and, in a few cases, international travel restrictions. The other sectors of the economy where growth slowed or activity declined were those constrained by supply disruptions and labor shortages as opposed to softening demand. As for inflation, according to the Beige Book, with pervasive resource shortages, input price pressures continued to be widespread. Most districts noted substantial escalation in the cost of metals and metal-based products, freight and transportation services, and construction materials, with the notable exception of lumber. Even at greatly increased prices, many businesses reported having trouble sourcing key inputs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 68 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 5 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 87 points. Weather is and will clearly play a role as to the timing and availability of calf numbers, and will also impact the distribution of calf weight, says Stephen Koontz, agricultural economist at Colorado State University. He explains there's the potential for an interesting dynamic between regional calf marketings and weights, and then the resulting placements into feedlots, which may bunch marketing of fed animals well into next year. There are also interesting opportunities for retaining calves across different regions. All are worth following, he says. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, Koontz points out weather, drought specifically, is creating regional variation in heifer trade. He explains there's modest evidence of heifers being sold into the meat supply chain as opposed to being used as replacements, especially in the north and west. Conversely, in the south and east, he says there's very modest evidence, supported by discussions with producers, about retaining and actually purchasing of heifers. The regional dynamics will likely play out well into next year, as the late summer saw only some drought relief for the southern plains and desert southwest. As for recent declines in cattle futures, from a technical standpoint, Koontz says market optimism that pushed contracts higher over the last 4 months is broken or simply exhausted. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 9th of September. This is Wes Ishmal. Thanks for listening.